AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Across the country today, people are honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. There was a big parade in San Antonio, Texas.
I think all the speeches that he told changed the world.
In Washington, Martin Luther King III spoke at the National Action Network breakfast and says we need to continue his father's work.
We still have a long way to go because Dad wanted to eradicate what he called the triple evils of poverty, racism, and violence.
President Biden was there, too.
The path is clear. To go forward, we need to go together. So let's be guided by Dr. King's light.
The president's speech comes as Congress demands answers on his handling of classified documents. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us the White House is now seemingly downplaying the discovery.
White House officials I've spoken to insist that the public isn't paying all that much attention to this, that Americans care about other big issues like the economy and inflation. But Democratic lawmakers I've spoken to do worry that this is going to make it much harder to create a contrast with former President Trump and his mishandling of classified documents in the run-up to the 2024 election.
Republicans also want to know who had access to these documents at President Biden's home, but no visitor logs were ever kept there. California is preparing for one final round of brutal rain.
Here in drought-stricken California, people are actually hoping the rain will stop. A series of so-called atmospheric rivers have brought so much precipitation, the state needs a break. One of the biggest concerns is mudslides that can suddenly engulf homes. This woman lives in the city of Ventura.
You're dealing with very steep terrain, landslides. Floods could happen at any time.
Rivers, creeks, and streams are also flooding. One positive result, near empty dams and reservoirs are now reaching capacity. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Protests are growing in Memphis, Tennessee.
No justice! No peace!
Many are demanding answers after 29-year-old Tyree Nichols died 2 days after police used force on him during a traffic stop for reckless driving. Kenyatta Dixon is the man's sister.
If he did run, like I said, he was scared. He had nothing on him. A traffic stop is supposed to be a traffic stop for anybody.
The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into the incident.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula reporting. Dr. Dre has successfully blocked Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene from using his music. The rapper sent her a cease and desist letter last week after the congresswoman used his song in a promotional video on Twitter. But Dre tells TMZ he doesn't license his music to politicians. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Access to safe abortions for women in southern Wisconsin is a little bit closer with a new clinic opening up in Rockford, Illinois. Dr. Dennis Christensen formerly provided women with health care in Milwaukee, but after Roe v. Wade was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, Wisconsin put into effect a pre-Civil War abortion ban, forcing the doctor to shut down his clinic here. Rockford Family Planning Center is 20 miles from the Wisconsin border and about 70 miles from Madison. Abortion remains legal in Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. Ice fishing fans should be extra cautious this year because of the warm start to the new year. Adam Strelo, a marine conservation warden for the Wisconsin DNR, tells WISN-TV 4 inches of ice is generally safe for a person to walk on, and people should never go out on the ice alone. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com. Radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of the station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's an MLK Monday. No, Dominic, he'll return tomorrow, but have no fear. I got a fine co-devil. He joins me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, World Headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin. It's William Walter. First time you've co-deviled with me, William. Welcome, sir.
I am back, party people. You might remember me as the fun uncle from Dueling Tangents when the ultra-talented Luke Mathers is out of town. And I'm also the guy who controls the weather.
Did you make it rain?
No, I made it warm. That's my shtick. Is like I can't really control snow or rain or that kind of stuff, but I will guarantee to you that if I'm in studio, it will not be cold that day. And you can check back to Dueling Tangents every single time. I'm consistent, if not anything else.
Okay. The man controls the weather. Keep telling yourself that, William. William, you are with Our Wisconsin Revolution. Tell us your title. It's kind of long. It's not all included in the footnotes.
Yeah, that'd be putting a little bit of a strain on you. I am the Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution. We are the Wisconsin offshoot of Bernie's National Our Revolution Group.
Awesome. Well, let's start and turn our attention to some local headlines. The president did speak today, and we will bring you the sound of Joe Biden a little bit later in the day. But I want to start with sort of the cynical work of local Republicans, the WIS GOP, it never stops. And William, you are well aware there is a spring election coming up in no time at all.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Yes. Yes. We've got.
Now, is this the most important election of the last 20 years? I believe it might be.
It is for the soul of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And it's the first time, really, since Hagedorn. That Hagedorn race, that could have flipped the court to the liberals. That was an unsuccessful race for the quote-unquote liberal judge, Lisa Neubauer, lost by 5,600 votes. So very, very close. And, you know, I'd give Hagedorn a little bit of credit. He's been a little bit more of a judicial independent than a pure partisan, like, let's say, Dan Kelly, the formerly Wanker-appointed guy on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Well, when it was his turn in the barrel, when he actually ran for election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, he was crushed by Jill Karofsky. 163,000 votes, I think, the margin of his huge loss. So Dan Kelly's throwing his hat back out there. And those that want to see Republicans or conservatives continue to control the Wisconsin Supreme Court, they look at Dan Kelly as, you know, perhaps a loser on a multitude of levels, and they don't find him to be the most appealing of candidates. So they what? Recruited a celebrity alternative. Jennifer Doro, the judge from Waukesha, she presided over the Waukesha, you know, parade tragedy trial.
The Daryl Brooks trial, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen to the cynical work. There are referendums being proposed. And let's reference the fine work of Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, her reporting, the source here. I'm gonna lead, William, and I'll ask for your comment. Wisconsin lawmakers will vote this week on a resolution that would add an advisory referendum to the April election ballot on whether welfare recipients should work to receive benefits, a move made by Republican legislative leaders aimed at helping conservative candidates for the state Supreme Court by boosting turnout among their supporters. So welfare queens still plays well to Republican-based voters. This seems a little disingenuous in that it's only an advisory referendum, William. Doesn't change anything. So really, why put it on the ballot? To get out the base, right?
100%. I mean, I'll have to compare it to something that we talked about on Dueling Tangents a few weeks ago, that my organization did a ballot referendum in Dunn County in regards to a national health insurance program. The purpose of that was we wanted to prove to not just the Democratic Party, but the Republican Party, hey, white, conservative, rural Wisconsinites support these policies. Can we please do something about it? Then you flip it on its head and you see Republican legislators taking their little pet hate issues and trying to do the same thing with an advisory referendum that, again, has no teeth to it. It's simply putting it on the ballot for the sake of seeing what kind of support it gathers. But you're exactly right. I mean, it's race baiting top to bottom. It's just trying to dig out the old catchphrases that they love to use to rally up their base. Welfare queens has been around for longer than my time in politics, that's for sure.
I think that's a Reagan thing from the 80s.
Oh, that's even longer than my life at that point.
I know, yeah. You young man, you. Young man in his late 20s. William, let's get a little more of the reporting here, because I think there's a theme. See if you can hear the theme of all these cynical, and the theme's not cynicism, although, you know, these are certainly cynical referendum being proposed by the Republicans, but there's more of them. Let's hear a little bit more of the reporting. Molly Beck. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss introduced a resolution Friday that would add an advisory referendum to the spring ballot that would ask, shall able-bodied, childless adults be required to look for work in order to receive taxpayer-funded welfare benefits? Well, I think probably, seeing as that's already the requirement under Wisconsin law, that this is a little disingenuous in the asking, a little cynical, but I read, if passed, the referendum would have no effect. But the issue of work requirements for welfare benefits has generous support among conservatives, a key priority of past Republican governors, including Walker, and Tommy Thompson. State senators will take up the resolution on Tuesday, in addition to a constitutional amendment proposal. And here's the next one. A constitutional amendment proposal that would give judges more latitude in deciding bail conditions. Both questions will appear on the spring ballot if passed by both houses of the state legislature. William, if you'll recall, back in 2018, there were a lot of citizen cannabis activists that worked very hard, went to different communities and requested that cannabis be put on the ballot as a question, a referendum, non-binding referendum question. And you could say, well, that was for the benefit of the Democratic Party, for Tony Evers. I know Scott Walker still blames the 31,000 margin of his defeat to Tony Evers first time around to legalize marijuana referendums. But I would say the difference both then and now is that was and still is the viewpoint of the majority of Wisconsinites. I mean, it's the minority prohibition perspective that's really blocking things.
100%.
And when you go and you polled people, and it was like 16 or 17 different individual referendums on ballots in local communities. And did it have enough sway to push Wanker, you know, into the loser column again? A lifelong loser, I would say. But maybe, maybe, who knows? But here's what I know. This newest one, this is should be called the Jennifer Doro Constitutional Referendum. This is, you know, why don't you call it the Waukesha Parade Tragedy Constitutional Referendum? Because if you believe in law and order, and you believe people should be locked up, and we know the conservatives think that this is a winning issue for them, because Ron Johnson, despite all his faults, let's say, won re-election, in no small part by attacking the candidacy of Mandela Barnes and making him somehow analogous with what happened in Kenosha and, you know, easy bail policies that would let criminals, hardened criminals, out on the streets, I tell you. The interesting point I'd like to make, though, William, Jennifer Doro has really got a very liberal, quote-unquote, attitude on bail policy.
She agrees with Mandela, but you will never hear the conservatives ripping on her for that.
Well, perhaps not her support system, but the U-lines are going to fund Dan Kelly, and they're going to try to eviscerate her on this. We may not hear these ads, but I guarantee they're going to be all over right-wing talk radio. If they're not up yet, they will be soon. And I think they will come after her on this specific issue. And then you get to the general election. I think that would be the ultimate irony. If Robin Voss and LeMahieu put this tough on crime, give the judge the power to hold these criminals out on petty crimes, being issued bail typically. Well, bail is not a deterrent to future crime. Bail's just show up and face the music, go to trial. That's the only reason bail's supposed to be in effect.
In theory, it's just supposed to bring you back.
Well, and I'd be okay with consideration of bail reform in a variety of different ways. But this is just damn cynical. Because this is just another way for them to say, we got to keep those people in jail. We've got to protect you from those people. And the final one, Andre Jacques, Republican, again from the reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques also introduced a resolution Friday that would put an advisory referendum question on the ballot that would ask voters whether school districts should be prohibited from providing curriculum or instruction to students that one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex. Well, that seems strange, but here's where it gets stranger. It's the don't call whitey a racist clause part. Or that an individual, by virtue of that individual's race or sex, bears responsibility for acts committed in the past by other individuals of the same race or sex, according to analysis from the Nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau.
Isn't this just the next step of CRT? We don't want you teaching history. We don't want you blaming children for the past transgressions of their people. But, like, nobody's blaming children. We're simply pointing to the systemic flaws that have allowed this type of dominance of society to kind of fall into the hands of predominantly white males.
You cannot call me misogynist or racist just because I'm a white male that wants to control women and, you know, perhaps be a little racist. Come back with us. I'm being sarcastic, just for the record. That's William Walter. This is the Devil's Advocates, an MLK Monday edition.
And we can all look in the mirror and find some blame somewhere.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 36. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for isolated rain showers. Highs around 40. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I got a fine co-devil all day long. He is William Walter. He's a fine young man of, you know.
I'm a very nice young man, Crudy. Please get it right. That's what I wrote on the board the first time I was here.
That you're a nice young man.
Yeah, I believe that was the exact quote, a very nice young man. But though it was not my self-appointed nickname, Evan gave me that nickname. So I have to give credit where credit is due. I would not be that conceited to come in here and say, hello, everybody, I'm a very nice young man.
You're from our Wisconsin Revolution. You got a long title for that fine organization. And I've asked you to join me, and you've been a part of many of the fine programs around here, although we prefer if you only reference the Devil's Advocates. Sort of a personal note we make, but let me talk about our inferior competition on Whitey Righty Talk Radio, and they're doing a live national show, Clay and Buck, the old Rushbo slot in the midday, and I'm listening to it on local radio, and I'd actually been comparing our fine radio product all around the state of Wisconsin. Started my day in Wausau, Wisconsin, and drove down through the state, and I was, you know, comparing us and our competitors. And heard Clay and Buck talking about it's MLK Day, and a year ago at this time, our president, Joe Biden, kind of went hard. Went on the attack with Republicans and said it was very important to support the Voting Rights Act. I think Ebon's done the hard work. I think we've got a little of this sound. So let's set the tone with Joe Biden a year ago today on MLK Day 2022. The attack on democracy is real. Cut five.
The attack on our democracy is real. From the January 6th insurrection to the onslaught of Republicans' anti-voting laws in a number of states. It's no longer just about who gets to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote and whether your vote counts at all. It's about two insidious things, voter suppression and election subversion.
And there was a legislative piece, but I would say in no small part, it was blocked by Manchin and Sinema and the math. It was blocked by the math. And he could not overcome the filibuster. But at that time, Joe Biden was still advocating, still saying how important it was to pass this piece, really by any means necessary. Cut number six, please.
In his time, through his courage, his conviction, and his commitment, Dr. King held a mirror up to America and forced us to answer the question, where do we stand? Whose side are we on? We're in another moment right now where the mirror is being held up to America, being held up again. The question being asked again, where do we stand? Whose side are we on?
And Joe Biden really said, if we have to set aside the filibuster to accomplish these things, to support the right to vote, I think we should. And that was the advocacy he made. And these inferior Whitey Righty Talk Radio hosts a year ago said, Well, they're commenting on Joe's words from a year ago today. They said, well, A, it was a super partisan speech. Did you hear him attack the January 6th insurrection people? You know, because as far as right-wing talk radio is concerned, those are the real patriots, William. But above and beyond that, it was effectively, they were refuting the statement that Joe Biden made because none of it came to fruition. All these things, all these terrible things he said. Well, they claimed, well, you know, there was record voter turnout in the state of Georgia. So therefore, everything worked out fine. And everything that Joe Biden was talking about, you know, the importance of democracy, well, it's all bogus. It's all malarkey. That was the contention they made. And I'm unfamiliar with right-wing talk radio host phone numbers. I didn't know what it was. But I'd surely like to call today and said, what about the example of Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell? In a little memo he wrote, apparently, to the 4th Republican CD, Congressional District. And I've got some of the reporting from the Journal Sentinel. Let's just review, William, a couple of the things he said. Spindell, by touting, this is the reporting, by touting lower voter turnout, he was praising efforts by Republicans to make inroads with lifelong Democrats. He said Thompson, Mark Thompson, Elections Commissioner's comments, were ignoring the fact that commissioners are supposed to be partisan. Let's not forget, he's an Elections Commissioner, he is a partisan Republican. Here's what he said on the partisan side. The Elections Commission was not set up to be fair. The oath of office that we take does not say anything about being nonpartisan. We were appointed by Republican and Democratic officials to be partisan. And there is nobody more partisan than Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson. And that's meant to be a compliment.
What's more GOP official than deflect, deflect, deflect immediately? Oh, well, yeah, okay, I did this thing that was problematic, but Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson did it first. They did it first, so they're worse. Like, dude, come on.
Well, what they didn't do is they didn't brag about suppressing Republican votes, but Spindell did. A little bit more from his statement. Three partisan Democrats and three partisan Republicans try to get together and come out with guidance that is in the best interest of Wisconsin, at the same time recognizing the interest of political parties must be protected. Well, I would remind those that are a little younger, like William, or perhaps less observant, there used to be a nonpartisan government accountability board, and it had the temerity to try to hold Scott Walker accountable for his corrupt campaign coordination with third-party groups. It was illegal at the time he was doing it, and the fact that they would try to hold him accountable for it meant that that agency had to go. And Republicans had the levers of power. They destroyed that. They destroyed the campaign finance laws. And, of course, they eliminated the John Doe. But here's the interesting thing. Spindell was bragging about the reduction in Milwaukee votes, especially amongst African-Americans and Latino voters. In a five-page memo touting the party's 2020 campaign strategy, Spindell wrote that the party is especially proud of how the city of Milwaukee's gross vote went down from 74 to 63% of registered voters. That's from midterm to midterm. 37,000 total votes less than cast in 2018. We must remember, in the strategy of things, is often extremely difficult and hard to convert a hardcore, long-term generation-type Democrat to all of a sudden bring himself or herself to come around to vote for a Republican. However, by our Republican efforts, pointing out strongly how the Democrat candidates are worse. Well, anyways, come back. More Devils.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A parade honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. hit a pandemic pause, but it was back today in Dallas, Texas. Don Paul Chazen and others lined up for hours to get a good seat.
It touches you to see that everyone still has the same common need of community and togetherness.
Out west, California is getting slammed with more rain. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking that storm system.
It is likely going to bring torrential amounts of rainfall once again, especially up in the Bay Area, and there will be strong winds along the coast.
Mudslides are also a big concern. University of Alabama basketball player Darius Miles and another man have been charged with capital murder for the fatal shooting near campus in Tuscaloosa. Nate Oates is the team's head coach.
This is a really difficult situation. We're continuing to support each other as we process this and balance school and basketball.
Miles been removed from the roster. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Police say at least three people are dead just across the Illinois border in Rockford. One of the victims is a teenage boy. Rockford police tell local TV five people in all were hit in a rash of shootings last night. Three people were killed. Two victims got themselves to the hospital last we knew. Police couldn't say whether the shootings were connected. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations are going on all over Wisconsin today. The oldest official state celebration is at the State Capitol Rotunda in Madison. Milwaukee's annual King Day celebration is at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. There are also events from Kenosha to Eau Claire and La Crosse to Wausau. All events are free and open to the public. In sports, the Bucks host Indiana this afternoon. Tampa Bay hosts Dallas in the NFL playoffs tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the MLK Monday edition. Got a fine code devil here with me in Madison, coming over from our Wisconsin Revolution. He is William Walter. William, I appreciate you sticking around, man. I know I've done more of the talking, but we're going to get more of your refreshing young opinions here in just a moment. But let me finish this. I didn't give myself adequate time to fully lambast Bob Spindell. Bob Spindell is the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner that was effectively bragging
fake about elector Bob Spindell.
Well, I haven't gotten to the fact that the guy, to my perception, committed fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And willingly committed fraud, and even publicly talked about the fact he was directed to commit fraud by Trump's attorneys. So, you know, how could it be fraud if Trump's attorneys told him to do it?
It's like the he mentally, what's the phrase for when you have top secret documents and you release it into the public? Mind blanking on it.
Leaked. I don't know. You mean
everything that's going on with the Mar-a-Lago raid, and now actually Biden as well, with all the top secret documents found in their home. So many conservatives came out after Mar-a-Lago got raided and, oh, well, declassified. Donald Trump is the president. He can declassify these at will. He doesn't even have to say it. He can just think about it mentally. Like, I'm getting weird vibes, weird parallels to that situation here with everything going on with Spindell.
Well, it's funny. Again, Spindell, proud of the fact that City of Milwaukee's gross vote went from 74 to 63% midterm to midterm, 2018. And that, of course, was the Scotty Wanker defeat. I always love saying Scott Walker lost to Tony Evers. But I also look and say, but, you know, Mandela Barnes was on the same ballot. In 2018, it was Evers Barnes. And I'm wondering, do the same people that voted for Tony Evers when Barnes was the lieutenant governor in 2018, did they vote for Tony Evers and refuse to vote for Mandela Barnes?
I think it's worse than that. You know, I'm in Germantown, which is Washington County. We are very white, very rural. Very...
north of Milwaukee, one of the exurbs, one of the former, well, I guess it's still a Wild County.
Still a Wild County, yeah. Very rural probably wouldn't be accurate anymore. This is suburbia.
Yeah,
through and through. And these are communities that lean quite conservative. 24th Assembly District, something we've talked about in the past, was just gerrymandered heavily from the new districts to plus three, went up to plus 25 Republicans. So these are safe seats, right? And I know a lot of people when I was door knocking, when I was chatting with parents of friends or whatever, that voted Evers and flipped and voted Johnson as well. Now, these are lifelong conservatives. Their logic was, I don't like Ron Johnson, but, and something you touched on earlier, Mandela's too soft on crime. I can't have that. Those race baiting ads, they worked. We saw what it was like a plus six Mandela to plus six Johnson swing in one polling cycle from MU Law polls. Like, that's effective. That was quite successful for the Republican media ecosystem. And at the same time, though, these are lifelong conservatives who were able to turn around and say, Tim Michaels rubs me the wrong way in a similar but different vein to how Mandela rubs me the wrong way. Tony's just safe. He's just grandfatherly. Like, I don't necessarily like him, but I don't dislike him. And I remember, too, Tim Michaels was flip-flopping like a pancake on policy proposals. He'd say something one day, then he'd see the results on the polling data, and all of a sudden, 3 days later, it's, well, I didn't actually say that. That's not what I meant. And, I mean... voters, even voters that are stuck in the same right-wing radio ecosystem or right-wing news ecosystem, a lot of these people have kids, a lot of these people have friends, a lot of them, you know, there are conversations that are happening behind the scenes that I think it's really hard to get a accurate determination of what people are going to be saying to their friends and family if you're not boots on the ground organizing and talking to these people. I learned so much walking around Germantown knocking on doors for that 2 or 3 month span that people are complex. They don't all just fall into one little bubble. And to touch on what you just mentioned, yeah, I don't think it's that a lot of people voted Evers and then stayed home for Mandela. Perhaps in the city, I haven't seen data that would give me a more clear response to that. But in a lot of the suburbs, I think Tim Michaels was just uniquely unpopular, and Mandela was just really hurt by the aggressive Johnson race baiting ads.
So I'm going to come back to some of the math from the 2018 election. We'll just remember a few of the numbers. But I want you, once again, you that have missed it somehow, to hear the rest of the Spindell quote. And we ran out of time, so here it is. Bob Spindell, Republican, alleged fraudster, and Wisconsin Elections Commissioner said, we must remember in this strategy of things, it is often extremely difficult and hard to convert a hardcore, long-term, generation-type Democrat to all of a sudden bring himself or herself around to vote for a Republican. However, by our Republican efforts, pointing out strongly how the Democrat candidates are worse than, or certainly no better than their perception of Republican candidates at all levels, they hopefully cannot bring themselves to vote for another one, Spindell wrote. In a Democratic city or Democratic county where up to 80% of the people are voting for the Democrats, that's a good thing and helped ensure that Senator Ron Johnson got over the vote goal line. So very proud that Ron won. A little bit more. Well, a great deal of credit goes to the RNC RPW Johnson paid staff and our many dedicated volunteers. Our recruitment of good candidates and their hard work for these areas' continued presence on Black Talk Radio, coupled with negative Black radio commercials, there's still a great deal of much more concentrated work we need to do in Black and Hispanic communities by continuing to show how Democratic elected officials and candidates are not watching out for the livelihoods of the people who live in these areas, and Republicans can. So, a lot less votes in Milwaukee County, 37,000 less votes. Now, during the commercial break, William, you pointed out to me, the margin between Mandela and Ron Johnson, 26,000, 27,000
votes.
27K, yeah. More, significantly more, the claim by Spindell. More Milwaukee County, just the difference between 18 and 2022 could have turned the whole election for Mandela. So here's one other thought. Remember, 2018, Tammy Baldwin outperformed Evers and Mandela Barnes by about 100,000 votes. There were 100,000 people that voted for Tammy Baldwin and Scott Walker. And I know that seems implausible. You do the math. And it's true. Math don't lie.
Numbers can't lie.
So the only way we get to the vote totals we did in 2018 when Tammy just crushed Leah Vukmer and Mandela and Tony Evers came closer to, let's say, squeaking by, but they won 30,000. Our boy Evers got 89,000 more votes than Michaels, and Mandela lost by 27,000 votes. My question, I guess, is it possible that the Mandela-Evers ticket actually underperformed in 2018 and it was a closer race than it needed to be? Is there this latent racism in the great state of Wisconsin? And, of course, there have been strategic efforts, as laid out by Bob Spindell very proudly, to, you know, demoralize Black voters, to convince them, you know, Democrats don't deliver for you. And I got to tell you, as a guy who's been watching for a number of years, it's probably a resonating message to a certain degree. Because if you block anything good ever getting to Milwaukee, and every time they vote for a Democrat, they cannot deliver because Republicans...
They see every one of their officials are Democrat. They're not seeing any marginal improvement in their quality of life. They're going to assume, yeah, that Democrats aren't making a difference for them.
Well, things like through shared revenue and through villainization of the community of Milwaukee, well, Republicans make sure that nothing ever does get better for these voters, for these African-American voters that historically had often voted Democrat, but numerically are coming out less and less every elective cycle. So, anyways, I'm just throwing some math out there, doing a little math on the radio, but...
You got to talk about young people with that too, Crudy. I mean, young people are so apathetic to a system that doesn't seem to have any change on their lives in a day-to-day basis. Why would they keep putting the time and effort and volunteer hours into some of these campaigns if even when they win, the system can't be changed? These people don't have the spare money, time, or influence that retirees have that they can just do this as a pet project on the side, right? They're doing this after they come home from 40, 50, 60, sometimes 70 or 80 hour work weeks, and they're doing it because they love the idea that, hey, we can make a better society for everyone. And then they're seeing nothing change even when they're working their butts off for months and months and sometimes years on end for some of these campaigns. I get it. I get the apathy. It makes perfect sense.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom's traveling. He's back tomorrow, but I got a fine code devil. He is William Walter from Our Wisconsin Revolution. And you can be a part of this program. Join us. 844-967-2789. I just found it unusual. Well, I shouldn't find it unusual for a righty-whitey talk radio host to make false claims that, you know, nothing bad has ever happened because of their malfeasance, because of Republican voter suppressive efforts. But, of course, they're bragging about it here in the state of Wisconsin, as pointed out. And I think we have to figure out, A, can anything be done to change this? You know what I mean? Is it important? I mean, black radio, when they talk about black radio, they're talking about two outlets. I mean, I'm in this industry. You're talking about WNOV, and you're talking about The Truth, which was my former station before I sold it to Craig Karmazin, 101.7 FM. Those are the two black talk stations in the state of Wisconsin. Those are the only remaining stations. Well, I can tell you, when I operated WRD, and I had Earl Ingram working for me, and I had Sherwin Hughes, who's now across the street and is working for Karmazin, I can tell you there was real animus from the Democratic Party leader, Martha Love. I mean, she's a big shot. And she would tell local black businesses not to buy radio spots on my radio station. Only buy them on the black talk station, WNOV. Okay, well, I thought, well, how am I going to go argue with a woman that says spend local? I also believe you should spend local, you know, support your local businesses. I had no problem with the notion that the black community should be spending money in their own community. I like that notion. I think all communities should be spending money with their neighbors. But I thought it was problematic that it was coming from a DNC leader on behalf of a specific private radio enterprise. And I found it very problematic in that I found that station to be very mercenary. They had no concern whatsoever for this sort of messaging. And in fact, I thought they made themselves readily available to especially school choice messaging. If you're willing to buy the ads, they're willing to sell them. If you want to come on somebody's show and you're willing to pay to play, which is effectively what it felt like to me, they'll pay to play. They'll support the Republican Party on Black Talk Radio in Milwaukee. And again, we're only talking about two outfits. There's only two black stations in the state. And they're both in Milwaukee. And one's NOV, and one's Craig Karmazin's The Truth, or the whatever they call themselves, 101.7. But when you talk about this anti-black campaign, this anti-can't-vote-for-Democrats campaign, I mean, let's boil it down. Those are the two stations that accepted those messages. So anyways, that's my thought. As a radio guy.
Well, and Spindell pointed it out. He, quiet part out loud, he quite literally said that their message has been effective in some of these networks, and, you know, perhaps that is why we saw the results in this year's midterm.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We're trying to get the word out here as well, all across the state of Wisconsin, the Civic Media Network. Get the app. That's what the real patriots do. Or listen to your local station. Like WXEO, Bull Falls Radio. I was listening this morning and all weekend. The MaxSync, all the stuff, all sounded good. More of us. More of William Walter. More Devil's Advocates. Come right back.
Declare!
Declassified.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
but mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 36. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for isolated rain showers. Highs around 40. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's MLK Day, but we're working. We're doing a live program. You know, minus Dom. He'll be back soon. Another unexcused absence. I got William Walter being my co-devil today. William, appreciate you doing so. I'm even going to give you an opportunity to speak. I can give you 2 minutes. Go nuts.
2 minutes? Oh, okay. Now you're cutting me a little short here. But so, you know, we talked about the Our Wisconsin Revolution connection. One thing we haven't mentioned and what got me involved with that organization was I was actually elected as a delegate to the 2020 National Convention as a Bernie Sanders delegate right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That was my introduction to politics. I'd been passionate. I'd been interested for a while. But unless you know somebody in the industry, it can be pretty difficult to get your foot in. And, you know, to wrap it back to something we had just been discussing with young people and apathy in particular, my experience as a delegate, I think this is really noteworthy to kind of draw a broader conclusion about why so many young people tend to not get involved in the system is there were so many hurdles along the way that the only reason I was elected was because of COVID. I'll say it straight up. Usually the process is where you go to your congressional district, get elected from there, move on to the next level, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this is the stereotypical good old boys club. It's a bunch of friends and particularly older people who have been involved for years because, again, they're not working full hours.
Come on, man. You can show up with your own delegate friends, can't you?
No, people are working. Crudy, they got jobs. They got lives. They got young children. They can't afford to casually take all this time to show up for multiple hours to some weird niche delegate election that they've never heard of. But because it was all done virtually with COVID, there were so many young people involved that I reached out to and said, like, you know, hey, this is my first time getting involved with anything like this. How about you? Oh, yeah, me too. I can only do it because it's virtual. They have the events at maybe difficult to reach locations. If you live in way northern Wisconsin, you're not going to drive 6 hours down here for a 1 hour congressional district meeting or anything. And then the convention itself, you have to be able to take multiple weeks off of work and afford the hotel, afford all your meals, afford, like, young people just don't have the spare income or spare time to casually do that. So they're not going to get involved in these processes because they got bills to pay, dude. I have had this conversation with so many, you know, party chairs of communities, and these are great individuals. They have been working their butts off for years, and I really respect the work that they're doing, and I respect them as individuals. But, you know, they always come to me and they say, Will, how do we get more young people involved? How do we get more young people involved? And then they're having their meetings or events, you know, maybe at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Well, yeah, of course young people aren't going to show up because they're working.
When would the young people show up? When would they become civically engaged? Pick your time on the calendar.
Oh, I am impartial to 6 and 7 p.m. any day of the week except Friday, personally. Now, that doesn't guarantee young people are going to show up. You have to give them a reason to show up. Something we've talked about in the past is student loan debt, right? Young people came out in force for Joe Biden. Why? Because the Democrats said, hey, young people, here's a policy that we will do to support you. Now, it came to fruition for a lot smaller percentage of the population that we would have liked to see. But again, when these older people are coming to me and saying, you know, William, why aren't young people involved? What do we do to get them involved? It really is not complicated. You have to do things politically that are advantageous towards the material conditions of these people's lives. If you don't, they're not going to come out and vote. Now, they're not going to go vote for Republicans. They're just going to stay home. Apathy is going to take control, and they're going to say, whatever, I want nothing to do with this. But if you get young people out to vote, we know Democrats win. We know that. Every election cycle, the numbers show that 18 to 29 and even 29 to 39 lean very heavily towards the Democratic Party, and that's why you got, you know, Scott Walker tweets from yesterday. We talked about it before the show briefly. He says the voting age should be the same as drinking age, regardless of what that age is. Right now, what he's really saying is we should raise the voting age to 21 because 18 to 21 year olds skew heavily Democratic. But you know, conceptually, I don't think he's wrong. Either you're an adult or you're not an adult. Am I right? Military service too.
I'm not sure why he would give a damn about your ability to consume beer. Like that's the precursor. Mm-hmm. I mentioned to you before we went on the air when I was at the officers club when I was a 20-year-old, actually non-commissioned. But when I was 20 years old, I was drinking beer on base in the officers club, and that was permissible. I've heard Ron Johnson say, well, you know, if you can join the Army, if you can serve your country, you should be able to drink a beer. And we asked him, you know, are you advocating for a lower drinking age? And his claim was, what is the drinking age?
Oh, geez.
But you know that Scott Walker doesn't do anything without some prior forethought and some triangulation. I think you're probably right. He doesn't want young people to vote because young people don't like what his party stands for, and certainly not if you talk about things like taking away women's abortive and reproductive rights.
And he gives himself plausible deniability by including that next tweet where he says, I don't care what the age is as long as it's the same and we agree on it. Well, then you wouldn't have said in the first tweet, voting should be the same age as the drinking age. You would have said, the drinking age should be the same as the voting age. The implication being, when you are an adult, you are legally allowed to vote. You are legally allowed to get shipped off to the Middle East to go kill people on behalf of defense contractors. Then, yes, you can legally have a beer back home. And it's absurd that these ages do not align. Frank.
We're going to turn towards some national issues in the happy hour, but let me ask you, I spoke with a grassroots friend of mine this weekend. They got a big event coming up in March. We're going to play a part. We're going to broadcast at the Wisconsin Grassroots Network. But she said to me, a lot of people objected to the Democratic Party clearing the field for Mandela Barnes. And you talked about being a 2020 delegate. That friend of mine was a 2016 delegate for Bernie. We were in Philadelphia, and that was not a cheap date, but fortunately I had the resources, and we took our little Devil's Advocates crew on the road, and we stayed with the Democratic contingent from Wisconsin, same accommodation, same room cost, and it's not a poor person's game playing politics. You got to have the money, the resources to do the traveling, to get the good hotels and all that kind of stuff, because they don't stay at the Motel 8 out by the airport.
And you got to take that time off from work. Do not forget that either. That's something that is privileged for, you know, if you're working at Amazon, you can't just casually go to your boss and say, hey, boss, I got elected as a delegate. I'm going to Philadelphia next week. Like, you're getting fired.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia, boss. Here's my question. How much do you think that the Democrats, and we're rolling into the top of the hour, but how much do you think the Democrats clearing the field, did that make Mandela somehow less palatable as a candidate?
I personally believe so, and I'm glad you asked that because that's something I could talk about for 20 minutes. I have had that
I can give you one
conversation with so many people within the state apparatus. I believe so. I've been told by people within the party that the unity look is better because we're showing everybody that we're on the same front together, and I'm like, it doesn't matter what the actual reasoning is of it. The fact that what matters is the fact that the voters see it as the party clearing the field for one candidate. Whether or not that's the truth is irrelevant because the voters are the ones making this decision, and if they see it that way, they're going to vote accordingly.
It was no more or less palatable when Barack Obama did it for Joe Biden and cleared the field on Super Tuesday. I was very disappointed it happened here in the state of Wisconsin. And no offense to Joe Biden, but I didn't like the outcome in either elective cycle. Come back, the happier happy hour. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's William Walter. I'm Crudy Ebone. Your calls could be next.
You
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.